Hey everyone, how's it going out there? My name is Ruby Hart and welcome to Need for Speed Running, a podcast where we talk about video games, going fast, and just hanging out, catching up, seeing how everyone's doing. I don't know about y'all, but I know Hobbs went into his own little rabbit hole of the world to hold himself up and play the new Spider-Man, which looks
great. He's wearing spandex.
Yeah. I will say, if you don't want spoilers, just plug your ears and go la 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 for like 2 seconds. There is one suit where you just have a backpack with a little kitty in it. I saw Jamie with it and it's the cutest thing ever.
Kitty backpack. That is a huge spoiler.
Huge spoiler.
I'm sorry. You can come back now. But yes, the game
now
looks
I'm going
to
be continuing to bring up said backpack for the entire episode.
Incredible.
There's like 78 suits in that game, so there had to be at least one kitty backpack.
Yeah, like there are a bunch that are references to like other heroes, and they're really cool suits. Just get as many of them as you can. Honestly, they're all really dope. Yeah, so if you got the new Spider-Man this weekend, I hope you enjoyed it. But hey, my wonderful friends, what were you up to this weekend? Brad, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm recharged. I'm feeling great. I actually had a two-week weekend. Went out on a honeymoon adventure, American road trip, went to a hot air balloon festival in Albuquerque, slept in an alpaca field in Oklahoma, camped under the stars next to a bunch of cacti in Arizona, hiked in the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
We went up a mountain in Zion National Park and spent a week at a resort, went to a concert, went to a lot of breweries, and played a little bit of Okami on the Switch.
That was the biggest part
of the trip.
Yeah. How did you start at the beginning of the trip?
Almost. I wanted to play the first hour on the big screen to fully get that feeling. There's something, I love the Switch. I don't play a lot in handheld because I feel like it takes so much away from the music and a lot of the artistic expression happening on the big screen. So, but I played probably 12 hours on the road and I am just loving that game. It is very charming.
I adore that game.
Oh, God, your first time? God, what a great game.
And yeah, I guess my one sentence review would be Nintendo makes a Wii game for the GameCube. Because it is just such a Nintendo Wii game. It's great. I'm loving it. But the vacation is over. I slept in a motel in York, Nebraska on Saturday. That's
where else would you sleep?
Last weekend, but things are good. I'm happy. Life is grand.
I'm really happy to hear that. That sounds like an amazing honeymoon.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we had a whole week at a resort too, with just margaritas and hot tubs and saunas. Which,
yes.
And fire alarm. We got to take wear pajama pants and be real Wisconsin folks with our beers and koozies outside next to the fire truck, which was great. We were ready for it.
Oh, cool. Did you pull the fire alarm?
I can neither confirm nor deny any said allegations.
The existence of a fire alarm.
Good.
Someone left their bacon on is what I heard, but I don't know.
That happens.
That was my long adventure. So sorry I had to miss the last episode of Need for Speed Running, but lo and behold, I'm back.
No, we're happy to have you back.
Hooray.
Hooray.
All right, so we have Okami on one side of the board. What were you playing over the weekend, Luigi?
Not Okami. I'm jealous. I played like some Grand Theft Auto 5 because it's around. And after like a couple evenings of that, I was like, just like, I don't know why this is, I don't like this as much as I used to, or it's too visceral now. It's not like a cartoon the way that I see like the really old, like, well, three, the trilogy, where they just look like garbage. So it's funny. And when it looks real, it just kind of feels bad sometimes.
That's fair.
So, like, yeah. Well, especially they tried to make it a little more realistic and like gritty, and like cars drive like cars. And I'm like, I don't need your cars to drive like cars. I need you to understand that you're a cartoon. Grand Theft Auto. So I put Yakuza Like a Dragon on, and that game knows what it is. And nice. I felt better about life immediately hanging out with Kasuga. And yeah, it's just that I love that game. One of my favorite things I played this year easily. So yeah. It started over, basically. Showed my roommate some of that, and he's like, Is this a game? Like, what is happening here? Like, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're going to learn a lot about these characters at first, but then we'll get to picking up cans on a bicycle.
Yeah, can't wait for the next one. Right around the corner.
Yes, yes. Very excited. Love that game. Want more RPG nonsense. I look forward to seeing, I think you said this at some point, Brad, like, just... It's a little, it mostly works. And I look forward to seeing them fix some of the things that are buggy about how that game becomes turn-based.
Yeah, you can control where your character moves around the battlefield in the next one. Rather than it just, they automatically position themselves, you can help position them where you want. So
yeah,
I'm excited to see where it goes. And mostly I'm excited for the story because Ichiban is one of the most endearing characters I've experienced in a video game in a while. Not many people just lay it on the line and just try so hard to save their friends and family and willing to let it all, like, let go of everything. It's such a good story of the Yakuza.
He's a very intense, dumb, like, just hug of a person.
He's a hug of a person.
I will say, I have to admit, I've never played a Yakuza game. So they sound really cool. I've heard great things, and I saw Froop singing karaoke. That's all I know about it, really. So I really need to dive into them, it sounds like.
No. It's okay if you don't. Yakuza 1 through 6 are all very long. They are like, if you want to even do most side quests, you're in there for 50 plus hours at least. And
they're beat 'em ups. Those are beat 'em ups. Like a yes. Dragon is like, looks like a beat 'em up, but it's turn based RPG.
RPG.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So yeah, it's like they just stuck RPG menus over the beat 'em up game, basically.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. And it's all wild. Opera. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
I've been playing a very different kind of game this week, but it's it's one of those that, like, people kept fucking recommending it over and over, and I knew I was gonna love it, but I just needed to get to it. So I started Tunic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Y'all have played it? Yes? No?
Not yet.
I like maybe like a third of the way through the game. Mm-hmm. I got farther than I think I give myself credit for, but that game is really cool.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I'm going to give no spoilers here because it is really beautiful, and I think everyone should have the experience. But like, not only the fact that the puzzle solving is just giving you power through information, but they always give you an alternate route that may take longer to help you get there. Like, it's so intentionally and beautifully and well designed. Like, I'm enjoying Tunic. Go play Tunic.
Yeah, it's well designed in a way that, like, there are some games where it's about, what is it, like Fez, where it's about the community coming together to, like, figure out what all this crap means around you. But they give you enough tools to let you be able to figure out most of it on your own, or enough to get through the game. And it never feels like too cryptic, at least as far as what I played through.
Yeah, but on the same hand, like, finding that balance between it's not too cryptic, but it still feels really challenging. There's still a mystery. Mm-hmm. And same with the difficulty level, I feel. Like, they're not Titan Souls hard fights, but they are hard sections you have to figure out how to navigate. So, like, the difficulty challenge ratings also are really smart.
Yeah, it's it's satisfying to move around that world and it, much like a Souls-like kind of game, figure out, like, where everything's connected and what you can get away with.
Absolutely.
It's adorable.
Mm-hmm. I feel like at some point I keep doing this of the moment I fall in love with the art style and mechanics of a game. Now I'm like, but what if I speedrun it?
What if you speedrun it?
Yep. And Tunic would be way far down on the list. I have way too many other games to learn, including one of the ones I have to tell y'all about today, because I have a feeling you don't know it. And if you don't, you should. So
is it Fire Emblem Three Houses? You keep saying that you're obsessed with it, but then, like, we never get to dish about it.
Oh, well, because that's not a game I want to speedrun. Like,
okay.
Yeah, Fire Emblem Three Houses, I'm really enjoying, and I'm happy to dish about just, like, what I think of characters. Like, do you have to ask? Like, go. But I it's definitely not a game I want to speedrun. RPG speedruns, love watching, not for me playing.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
What house did you pick?
First time I picked Blue Lions. Right now I am on the Crimson Flower track.
Okay, so you're saving the best for last. Okay.
Yeah, I'm saving the true ending for last.
Right,
which I'm very excited about. And killing my former babies is breaking my heart. I am literally on the final boss fight, and because I am playing on Maddening, I keep getting fucking wrecked. I spent 4 hours on the fight earlier. Got right to the end. I was right in front of Cyril and Rhea, and then immediately striking me down, like, ugh.
Isn't that the way it always is?
Yep.
I absolutely adored my playthrough with the Black Eagles. Yeah, I love that game. I did not beat it, but I was like, I got far enough. I enjoyed the crap out of it. I had tea with people. It was a lot, but I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I feel like games like this, either I get lost in the weeds or I invest so much of myself in them. And the fact that this is like, hey, here's a really cool Final Fantasy-esque plot. Now give you three different ways to play it, all with different branching stories. Wait, what? Give. Yes. but yeah, it's not a speedrun game for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What might be? Because we've gathered here to talk about things before I derailed us with Fire Emblem Three Houses. I'm so sorry.
It's a great game. But yeah, I was going to say one of the things we really wanted to talk to people about is the speedrun world. I feel like if you're on the outside looking in, can be hella intimidating. Just the thought of people going as quickly as is humanly fucking possible and people who have put hundreds and hundreds of hours into games. But I feel like there is a, like, there are several different ways to get into it and very niche speedruns, whether it be like the controls are super accessible or there's like a fun incentive for the speedrun. So that's what we are gathered here today to talk about.
There's many different levels of what might make a speedrun easy for someone, whether they're good at the game or they've never played the game. There's probably a speedrun out there that is fine. That's fine.
Yeah, there was actually a really great video I saw once, like early days of YouTube, where there was this girl who just like doing video game like Let's Plays and saw that one of the Cooking Mama categories didn't have any runs on it and just said, you know what, I'm going to do that. And she was the world record founder. Like, that's a way to get into speedrunning. It's completely valid.
I guess what I always say is there is probably a perfect game to speedrun for everyone. It's that game that you grew up with that sucked, but you had it. And it's, you know, so you played it and you got good at it. Probably no one else played it, or there's, you know, maybe two people who've attempted it or something like that. So yeah, everyone's got a game like that where why not go see what it's like and give it a shot.
Yeah, I know that there's a big divide between speedrunners. I feel like everyone I talk to is either in the camp of all the games I speedrun have to be games I absolutely love. Otherwise, I'm not going to play it for hundreds of hours. And I know people on the complete opposite side of the spectrum who say, I can never speedrun a game I like because I will no longer like it. So, like, I fall on the like side of the scale. What about you two?
I mean, if it's going to be a game that I like, it's got to be something gameplay based. It's got to be twitchy, fun platforming. There are games that I adore, like an RPG. Suikoden is one of my most beloved series of all time. And the thought of speedrunning that would be horrible. I am there to savor the dialogue, to enjoy the music. And if I am clicking through everything, I think it is taking out what I love about the game. So, but then there's, you know, twitchy, fun platformers. And if it's like Hades, I mean, I unintentionally speedrun Hades every time I play it because I play that game to go as fast as I can because I'm trying to, you know, get to the end and then move on to the next run, move on to the next run. So I'm always unintentionally speedrunning Hades when I play it.
Trying to get back home.
Just want to get back to my mom. I got to go find Persephone.
That's part of how they built it, right? I think that's one of the beauties of the design. They very intentionally built a solid in-game timer to go, hey, everyone, you may not think you like speedrunning now. Go play. Have fun. Like, and there are so many people who, after they have all of the like mirror upgrades unlocked, get into the speedrun that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite modifiers to put on is less time. I'm like, I don't need that much time anyway, so I'll take it down as much as possible. And that's an easy modifier to play with. But yeah, that's, I mean, if it's going to be a game I love, it's got to be gameplay-based love primarily. It can be also story. I mean, Celeste has a beautiful story, but what would make me want to speedrun it again is gameplay.
Yeah, the gameplay in Celeste is so satisfying. And as you get better and better at it, kind of like what you were saying about Hades, it's one of those games that as you get better and better at it, it's kind of like egging you on and urging you along to learn how to speedrun it as you get better at the strats. You're kind of unintentionally doing it when you're playing casually.
Yeah, so you accidentally, you know, blend two boons together that you didn't think of before, and all of a sudden things start melting in front of you and you're like, oh, okay, I'll keep that in mind next time I'm like actually trying to go as fast as I can.
Yeah, and then like in Celeste or other, like Brad, you were calling them more twitchy games, so games where like inputs are really important, the movement is super important, and super fast. I feel like with Celeste, it's one of those that you also get the rhythm of it in your body. I know like precision platformers, this is often a common thing. So if you are better at like memorizing menuing, maybe go the RPG route. If you want something that like maybe you have a good sense of rhythm. I know that helped me a lot as a singer, as a musician, getting into several of the speedruns I enjoy because I could feel the rhythms of some of the timing. So yeah. Yeah, like even the way your brain kind of breaks down games can help you figure out which ones would be best for you to speedrun.
Yeah, because not every game, like Brad said, not every game I play is a game I want to play as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. I get distracted and do certain things. But like, I definitely wanted to beat, you know, a lot of Mario games I want to beat as fast as I can. But I think a good suggestion for at least if you're good at like Mario World, the 16 exit percent or whatever, the 16 exit category isn't too daunting. It's not, you know, you have to like beat up a ghost house and like a big boo and stuff. But like, yeah, it's, if you've beaten the game plenty of times, it's not that difficult of a thing to learn. And so I think that's not a bad place to start, at least thinking about Mario World as a speed run. Like, okay, why don't I just try this and see how fast I get done with it? And you know, be surprised.
Yeah. I feel like there's... So I have a pitch for y'all about one game I think would actually be amazing to speedrun.
Okay.
So Untitled Goose Game by House House.
Mm-hmm.
So hear me out. This one, as far as like just an overall speedrun, I think people should get into. Herein begins my list. It is super accessible. It's available for Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, Steam. Like, you can play it on basically any modern console. The Any% world record is currently 2 minutes and 4 seconds. And wow. When I speed ran it, I think my PB was like 5 minutes. So you can get it down. Like, I only worked on it for like a month, if that. So like, it's one of those speed runs that you can really cut down. And it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. There's like a single trick you do, and it's basically lowering and picking up your neck. And as you do so, picking up and dropping an item. And sometimes the picking up of the item will move the goose a little further forward and glitch it through fences. And so basically the entire Any% run is just, if you get good that one trick in a lot of different places.
Yeah, you can like pop out a bridge.
Yeah, then you can get the bell and take it straight back. Like, that's it, and you're done.
And they found that like real fast. Like, it was like that day or like within 48 hours of the game coming out.
Did they
People were like all over this game. I mean, the goose was loose and everybody wanted to I love Untitled Goose Game. So yeah, someone found out, I think it got dropped down to like 6 minutes pretty quickly after coming out. And it just got easier and easier to like break through walls or a gate or whatever.
Yeah, and they figured out like certain items, depending on how their size, actually help you get through certain kinds of gates easier. Shit, like the way that you crane your neck, all that kind of stuff. It's so weird and finicky. I will say, it's not easy immediately, but also, again, I put minimal time into it for a month and was able to do an Any% run. So, like, you will be fine.
If you need extra incentive, their speedrunners know a way to get out of the like third area with the bow still on. So at least go out and learn that. Then you can have the bow everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, a few years ago, they released, hey, if you want to do a co-op speedrun instead of just a solo speedrun for your first time, you can be chaotic with a friend as geese. There's a title geese game now. There's also a ridiculous amount of category extensions for the game that are really fun. So there's one honk. So you're only allowed to honk at the first point where it lets you. And then everything else, you have to like manipulate the AI other ways.
Without getting their attention that way. Okay.
Yep. No running.
Just casually.
How does that sound?
I mean, it sounds like it would look awesome because it's just a goose that knows what's up.
It's confident.
Yeah. Does not need to run.
Oh, true. Just struts into every yard like, hey, what's up?
Whatever. I'm going to steal this slipper. I'm going to wash it.
There's also stealth percent and vegan percent.
Okay.
I can get stealth percent. I don't know much about what vegan percent's going on there.
So you two have played this game, yes, no?
Yes. Yeah.
So I think, I didn't look at the rules. This is a guess, but I'm guessing that it's not throwing anything like eggs and milk and things like that into the carton, like the cart in the shop.
Okay.
That's my...
So just beat the game without getting any... Or the picnic, I maybe the picnic might have some sort So you just can't do any of the like gather crap for that. Okay.
Interesting. I really want to look this up now. I'm super curious.
I can't think of anything food related at the backyard.
Me neither. Maybe the bar as well.
Mm.
I don't know. But
you can get the toy boat though.
Toy boat.
Toy boat. Oh, but you have to hurt the, you have to have the guy sit on the tomatoes. Poor tomatoes.
I mean, that's true, but that would be vegan.
Yeah.
Like, tomatoes are vegan. Mm. Yeah.
But you're killing the tomatoes. That's not vegan. You don't want to hurt your tomato friends.
You're going to be eating the tomatoes.
Yeah.
You're going to eat those tomatoes? Yeah.
Not after he sat on them.
Yeah.
After that, the bouncer sat on them on accident. His tomatoes are dead.
I don't know if you know what vegan means, Luigi. Yeah.
I would never want to hurt vegetables. I will only eat meat.
Oh, my God. That absolutely sounds like it came straight out of Dungeons and Daddies. So, yes, there is my first pitch. Also, Untitled Goose Game is just hilarious and adorable. So
I hope I don't have any children. That would be news to me.
I guess if I had to make a suggestion, a recommendation, you know, a lot of indie games these days have built-in tools for you to do speed running. I think one that is the most all-encompassing as far as, you know, like console availability with these tools is Bloodstained. Ritual of the Night. That game, not only does it include those great timers that so many games have these days, but the fact that it has options for randomizers just built in for your console play. I'm not a PC gamer. I don't have access to a lot of those super fun, cool tools. I am a boring guy on my little Xbox and Nintendos and PlayStations. So when I can do a randomizer of anything and it's available, just built into the game, I think that's such a cool tool. And it's a I'm game that, you know, I think it's nice because that game also, the first time you play, it's going to be, you know, 10 hours-ish, depending on what you're up to. And I guarantee your second playthrough, it'll be half that time less. And it'll only get faster. Great tools baked into the game, and I think that is such a fantastic thing for those that want to give it a shot, mm-hmm. because it is intoxicating when you see your time go down.
Yeah, it makes it easier to do that. Also, game makers, that incentivizes people to keep playing your game when you give them those tools mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yeah, speedrunning's getting really popular. Maybe more games should include tools to skip cutscenes and keep in-game time. Just saying. What?
I'll yell it at them on Twitter if we need to, or whatever they call it these days. I don't know.
Shout it from the mountaintops, from whatever insert social media site here. Yeah. Everyone's having to make jumps nowadays. I don't fucking know what's happening.
Let us know what's happening at Need for Speedrunning, the show.
Yes, please. Tell us what's going on.
Or on our Discord, you know. Tell us on our Discord. We're done. Wait, Ruby.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you have any... What are your thoughts on games you think are cool that would be an easy introduction? Ruby... Yes. What do you think would be a good segue to your thing that you said?
So here's what I will say as a segue. I prepared a ridiculous amount of notes because the moment we pitched this idea, I try and get so many of my friends into speedrunning and go, what about this one? What about this one? So I already had like a pocket full of ideas and then got even more. So like, another one I have to mention, and this one's, I would love to hear if either of you know this game. It is called Dr. Langkishkov, the Tiger, and the Terribly Cursed Emerald, a Whirlwind Heist.
Definitely not.
Okay, cool. Yep, it's a honkin' title.
I don't know what to say to that.
I don't know what to say to that. Mm-hmm. Those were words?
I'm sure it's charming.
Well, I was not familiar with it either. And a friend said, trust me, it's free to play. Very fun. And it's made by Crows, 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 who you may know from the Stanley Parable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this was actually a game they made before Stanley Parable came out, and it got all the acclaim that it's gotten. And it basically feels like a bite-sized version of Stanley. The premise of the game, if you watch the trailer, looks like, oh, exciting heist game. Here are the instructions you're being given. And you get into the game and the beginning is just, hey, sorry, what are you doing here? There's already someone in the game. We can only have one person at a time. This is awkward. Can you just like wait here? And you end up just like doing chores for this man who's working this video game. So you're like in the back of a set. It's fucking ridiculous. Did I mention it's free to play? And I will say it is like it isn't a dead board. There are about 45 runs and the three categories. This is the thing that really attracted me. So if you are someone who wants to get into a pretty simple speed run, there are four main speed run strats in this game and there is a full written guide.
Okay.
It is a 5-minute world record. So pretty simple one to reset. On top of that, if you are looking for a challenge and go, nah, I just want to like kick the door down, be a badass speedrunner right out the gate. One of the main categories is not just any percent, which they call Enter the Heist, but it's Enter the Heist blindfolded. Like they highly encourage people to speedrun this game blindfolded. And there are also written recommendations for when you're running it that way. So,
okay.
Like, yeah. So that's one that like.
It's a good introductory blindfolded game.
Yeah, it's Dr. Langishkov, the tiger, and the terribly cursed emerald, a whirlwind heist. If you look up crows, 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 you'll be able to find it, I promise.
Yeah, that might be a little easier.
Yeah, so the Steam description is also like a perfect little preview. Do you mind if I read it?
Please. Please.
A 15-minute heist game by Crows, Crows, Crows and directed by William Pugh. Of the Stanley Parable. Slip into the soft-soled shoes of the mastermind responsible for the greatest heist. Oh God, I can't do this anymore. I'm joining the strike. Good luck with writing the Steam description, Tina. Like, it's a great game, y'all. Go play it, speedrun it, okay. Have a great time.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
I'm interested.
It's very cute, it's very fun, and casually, I think it took me maybe 2 hours max to play, but I was stopping to converse with people. So it's a really great bite-sized game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of 5-minute world records, I think we would be remiss if we didn't bring up the 2 times that GDQ was just like, no, here, I'm going to teach someone on air how to speed run this game.
Yeah.
And you can too, which was, I think Strider was 2018. And at this past summer, someone did Bastion, which both of them really pretty easy to show. And like they're less than 5 minutes. World records. Yeah. But yeah, like kind of easy. One is go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't remember who the runner was, but I know that the teacher was C Average, who does, who does What's Faster with GDQ.
I forgot.
Yeah.
To figure that one out because, the other one is Jimmy Poopin's, racing through Strider. And Jimmy Poopin's is a famous, Ninja Gaiden runner, master of Ninja Gaiden 2. But those Strider is pretty easy. It's like a frame perfect thing, but it's like you pause buffer it. So you buffer a left input and pause and then hold right and down the other direction and unpause and then let go of the directions once you unpause real fast. And if you can do that like 5 times in a row, you just get outside the wall and you can kind of zip up and down through zip down to the boss rooms in each level. So yeah, it's not too difficult. There is some memorization, but you spend 40 minutes watching someone who's really good at Ninja Gaiden. So they're not like a slouch, but you basically come away from it going, I could do that. Same thing with the Bastion one. You kind of come away going, I could do that.
That's really cool. Hell yeah.
But there's VODs of those up there.
Yeah, I was going to say this, not only those, but also just like, hey, if you're looking for other ways to get into speedrunning just in general, like GDQ has How to Train a Speedrunner. It has a ridiculous amount of VODs. So, like,
yeah,
if you're looking for another resource, there are a ton of runs that you can just look at from the GDQ channel with people who are really fucking good at those games telling you how to play those games. So it hasn't just happened on the main stage. It happens, like, regularly now.
It's almost like a longer awesome games done quick run because they're stopping to, like, show you each trick that they're doing, whereas... Like just during a marathon, they'd be like, I'm going to try this trick. I'm going to try it way more than I normally would in a run, but I just want to show it off kind of thing. It's like a show of that. So if you watch a GDQ VOD and you're like, oh, I got to know a lot about that game. I kind of want to know more. Maybe they have a run of it.
Yeah, I know that if I'm remembering just off the top of my head, I know that there is one for Celeste that was actually done by Frozen Flygon. There's one for Shadow of the Colossus done by some bitch. Who knows? If you want to check that out. It's me. I'm the bitch. I'm not insulting anyone else. I know you all know, but I realize for the record, I need to say that. I'm not just like on the podcast being like, yeah, this bitch over here.
Listen to this. Like,
no, this is.
Don't watch that.
Yeah.
Batch doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, but as well as like Pray for the Gods and so many more. So. Yeah, there's a bunch of good shit there. I have like two more technically, but they're really kind of one point. Mm-hmm. So hear me out.
Okay.
Bomberman.
I'm ready.
For the PSP.
What's that?
Bomberman. Have you heard of this series?
Oh, well, yes.
Yes.
I've never heard anyone say Bomberman before.
Bomberman.
Isn't it?
Bomberman?
Bomber.
Oh, Bomberman. That's the way I read it aww. When I was a kid. And
that's so
I'm
sweet.
Just realizing, oh, wait a second.
Okay. I prefer Bomberman myself. I am now in Bomberman camp.
I'm never going to call it anything else. Yeah.
Hell yeah. That was just the way I read it as a kid. And I've still pronounced it that way. And I'm only realizing now that you've pointed it out to me.
No, I'm with you. I think I was wrong. It is Bomberman.
Great.
It's Bomberman.
Come with Bomberman. Me on this journey now that we've made a new canon.
Okay. So Bomberman for the PSP.
Yes. So this is by Hudson Soft. So here's the thing about this game, right? It has a Metacritic score of 73 and Populous score of 8.4. So, like, quite a few people enjoyed it. But I do have a clip I'm going to just drop in the chat. And I want you to just look at this gameplay and tell me your response to it.
So what kind of gameplay are we talking about? So now what kind of Bomberman...
Yes.
Do we get
it's very
in this Bomberman?
Classic of your in a top down kind of area with walls and little monsters. Okay. And you have a bunch of bombs and you throw them at walls and monsters.
Pretty classic Bomberman gameplay from what I'm seeing here.
Mm-hmm. OK.
Pretty slow.
The things that stood out to me are one, what you said, Brad. It moves so slowly in comparison to some other Bomberman games. So, and on top of that, I've looked forward at bigger VODs, and basically every level for the entire long game looks like that.
Mm.
And the music in it, like, gets very grating because it's that on loop. So, like...
Okay.
Yeah, I can't hear the music. That sounds not great.
Yeah. So the music is the big thing also. Like, if you listen to it, it's kind of like... For a minute, it's cute. And then it becomes more nails on chalkboard the more you listen to it. So, eh. But here's
that
the
menu
good
song
thing.
Was pretty good.
I think this would not only be amazing for an awful block of GDQ, if you are someone who likes getting into really bad games or speedruns, but also it has no speedruns on any of its categories. So if you wanted to found a speedrun,
okay,
then this would be a chance.
So you've brought some research.
Alternatively, if you do want to speedrun something good, look at the game Cat Museum, which is available on mobile app, Steam, and PC. It has a 90% rating. Okay. Basically, everyone who's played it has raved about it. It's only $5. And it's one of those that's like another bite-sized game. So I think casually it takes 2 hours to beat. But basically, Steam has in the recommendation of if you like this game, these games are almost exactly like it. So you play these.
Mm-hmm.
And it compares it to Inscription and Limbo.
Yeah, it reminds me of Acid.
Yeah, like the art style is very like almost those mixed with Tim Burton-esque kind of creepiness. It's so bizarre.
Like Don't Starve kind of that art style.
Yeah, absolutely. So like there's two games that both do not have anything on the speedrun chart. So if you wanted to found a game, you have an awful option and a good option.
I will say as far as that Bomberman, now that it finally loaded and I watched a little bit of it. Yeah, that is just some like basic ass basic Bomberman. So, yeah, go for it.
I think it's also vegan.
Yes. It's,
yeah, vegan Bomberman. So, yeah, someone go for it. Go, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if anyone's played Wario Blast, the Bomberman game, Bomberman Wario crossover for the Game Boy.
I didn't know there was a crossover.
It's pretty great.
I didn't know about that either.
It's the first appearance of Wario's motorcycle, if I'm not mistaken. But
Looks like there's a great commercial for an animated commercial.
Mm.
It's the first thing that popped up.
Oh, that's amazing.
My best friend was a huge Wario fan. So it was the first time I played a Bomberman game was because Wario was in it.
Commercial's horrifying. Don't watch it.
Oh, I bet. It's from the 90s.
Oh, my God. If
I had to make just any broad recommendation, mm-hmm. Don't expect to be the top of the speed run right when you start. find a game that you like, and glitchless is a cool category to start. It's you don't have to learn as much, maybe some quick movement tech, but otherwise, just find a game you enjoy and just see how it feels. Give it a few tries. I'm going to be a masochist and suggest Tetris Effect. I have seen the Tetris Masters, and they are beyond who I am. It's me challenging Michael Jordan to basketball, but I still love basketball, and I'm going to play basketball. And Tetris Effect is such a fun Zen game that even if you're not speedrunning it, you feel better. So I'm going to say pick up Tetris Effect and just speedrun the heck out of it.
Mm.
Yes.
You bring up a good point because Tetris Effect, there are people who do trick attacks, which is like kind of the old school high score, like, oh, I got the highest score, kind of come back around again where like fastest to get to a set score. Or something like that, which is kind of how I've actually done speed. Like, I don't do a lot of speed running because I get distracted. But the one thing I actually have submitted and posted is a trick attack thing, basically. So there are other categories out there. And I think what made me remember this is there are definitely games where doing the glitch category is easy, like with Strider. That is you're doing the glitch to any percent. So getting into the walls is like the whole point of the game. It's easy to do. So depending on, some games glitch, doing the glitches is insane, and glitchless is much easier. But I guess it just depends on the game, really.
And I feel like we could go on all night with recommendations. So if there are any other no description, just lightning round ones you want to get in. I'm going to say Titan Souls Shadow for selfish reasons.
For Hobbs reasons, I'm going to say Spider-Man and Crash Bandicoot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just for strictly for Hobbs reasons.
It looked like Breath of the Wild got easier when we went back and looked at it recently. Like, it's not super easy, but you don't have to bounce off of people's heads anymore. So, I don't know, if you play a lot of that game, give that a shot. And also, just look into your heart. There's a game that's perfect for you to speedrun in your heart.
And speaking of people who live in our hearts and things that are important in our hearts, we have so many incredible patrons who help support this podcast. So we can talk about learning new speedruns. So we can talk about really cool speedrun world records and so much more. So thank you so much to our EPs of the show. Lassian Luponis, Hylian Gamer, Ziedelup, Professor Howell, Lisa Slack, Brian Ward, Ethan King, Hypixion, and Cassandra Lenhart. Y'all,
yay.
Yeah, y'all are, the support genuinely means the world. You are the reason this show can happen. So if you are
probably badass.
Yeah, and you're all probably badass. If you are interested in joining them, becoming EPs of the show, becoming possibly bad, probably badass, or much, much more, you can go to patreon.com/possiblybad. And there are also free trials now. So if you just want to watch all of our backlog of the us talking about games and marathon
steal our stuff,
do it. We just want people to join the party. Seriously. So
come party with us.
Yeah, come party with us. We do Discord movie nights and all sorts of shit. It's great.
We're nice. Unless you're Kyle.
Yeah, fuck Kyle.
Fuck Kyle.
Well, speaking of someone who's not a Kyle, Luigi, if people want to hear more of you, see more of you, where can we find you?
You can find me, I guess, on Insta at Luigi's_apartment. I am a part of Remember 64, a show. Well, I guess I'm sometimes over there. I'm a part of Remember 64, a show about the 64. And I do guest spots here and there. I'm a guy for hire. I talk about video games. Someday I'll stream again. And it's getting soon. It's getting closer. It you know, things are getting better all the time.
Hell yeah, that's good to hear.
Soon things won't be awful. So, yeah. Video games are good. I like video games. You know who else likes video games? Brad, you like video games.
Actually, no, I don't. It's something I'm trying to get past here in my life. I love video games. I don't like them.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Brad.
You can find me talking about video games at Hair of the Dogcast. It is a wonderful, wonderfully fun show that you both have been on. We talk about video games. We drink the beers. Our Elden Ring series, Elden Dogs, is at 25 episodes, and I think there's at least another 10 to go. And a lot of fun playing Final Fantasy X. For an upcoming episode, we're doing Okami for an upcoming episode. So lots to look forward to there.
If you need anyone for that episode, let me know.
Well, that is something I will definitely keep in mind. And yes, we're definitely having a Spider-Man upcoming episode. So if Hobbs will ever quit playing it, I'm going to see if we can finally get Hobbs on an episode as well. Yep. Hair of the Dogcast. It's on all the stuff. And we'd love for you to check it out if you want to.
Do it. It's a good podcast. Do it. And hey, I play video games sometimes.
Ruby, you too?
Yeah, right? What? It's such a plot twist.
We all play video games. Wow.
I can't believe we all play video games. What are we going to do about this? Probably play more video games, right?
I think
not
that would
talk
be smart.
To Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Except Kyle.
Ruby, what
Kyle.
Do you do?
Yeah, so when I'm not here, you can find me either doing interview and interstitial content for Games Done Quick. So awesome summer fatales, all that shenanigans. I'm really excited to be a part of it. And we got ADDQ barreling forward. And I know that we're all really excited to talk about the schedule next time. So stick around for that. And otherwise, yeah, there's a dog. Mm-hmm. Y'all, the one spoiler, there's a puppy.
Peanut butter.
That's
Peanut
right.
Butter is going to be the first Puppo speedrunner on GDQ. And he's a little Shiba Inu he's so cute. I can't.
So, can't wait.
Now, the thing is it going to be a category, the dog speedrun? Because can only dogs challenge peanut butter? Do I need to get a puppy and put it through a training regiment?
That's right. You would have to do that.
Wait.
Is that the only way?
Is this going to be founding puppy percent for video games?
Puppy percent.
I love it.
Well, you know, not only do you get your fuzzy operating buddy and you get your robot operating buddy for that game. So, you know, two friends, technology and reality coming together.
Yeah.
We have arrived.
Hell yeah. And otherwise, find me at twitch.tv/RubyHeart. I am a actor, streamer, speedrunner. I have a subathon for my birthday coming up. Rubython is the name of it. Yeah, if we meet all the goals, then I will be streaming from November 9th to November 13th, my birthday. So 5 days straight. And there's a bunch of cool stuff planned for that. So the schedule is not out, but spoilers, Tunic that I mentioned earlier is going to be one of the games you can catch at night while I'm sleeping. So past me will be playing it for present you. So yeah. So that's what I'm up to nowadays. Any final recommendations before we play the music and send us out? Throw them out there.
I Googled if tomatoes are vegan and they are. Sorry.
Oh, good. Yes, this is important information. Yeah.
Google looked at me very confused, but they're like, yeah.
I mean, it's true. Thank you for helping me see the light.
All right. Well, from us who are seeing the light of tomatoes being vegan, being cool, this is Ruby Heart, Loaf of White Bread, and Luigi's Apartment saying bye. Go fast. Play games.
Toodles. Have fun.
Get out of here.
Give it a try.
Get out of here.
Fast.
Last time I stopped both times. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
I'm sorry I wasn't there to help sync it up.
This episode was a little bit quieter, slightly quieter than usual, because I couldn't get any louder without making it awful. So.
Oh no.
It'll be nice to have you back, Brad.
Happy to be back.
Hell
also,
yeah.
It was nice having you back anyway. I miss you.
Yeah.
I love you very much.
The pit stop's name isn't going to say anything about the topic. It's going to say, are tomatoes vegan? And it's going to have a picture of Bomberman.
Mm-hmm. Bomberman the tomato.
I fucking love it. Yes, do it. Or just we'll see. The goose holding a tomato. If you need that, yeah. I can get in the game and screenshot it. Heck yeah. And speaking of people who are in our hearts, I want to say.
Oh, that's true.
We have so many people who speak basically. God, I suddenly lost the ability to words. I'm going to take that back one more time. Can we just pretend
that didn't? Let's go.
We're just going to rewind.